sent him on a detour when I said, you can go first.
Made it very clear that I can always be better.
I'm Mark Garrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA.
Following their run-in on the last lap of the playoff race at Kansas, it was interesting to find out Denny Hamlin and Bubba Wallace hadn't had a chance to talk about their controversial finish until they got to the Roval last weekend. Denny had a game plan for the conversation, but Bubba threw him a curveball.
Kind of funny because I sent him on a detour when I said, you can go first.
Here's what happened. Here's what I think happened. And he's like, no, the on-track's fine.
He started talking, and 5 seconds in, I said, just so you know, I'm not mad about getting fenced, going for the win.
Just had to pivot right into, okay, let me think back to what you said and hear him out, make sure he's heard, and make sure he knows that I did hear him and understand, and I made it very clear that I can always be better.
My biggest thing was is that Toyota didn't win. We had five in the top five to take the green flag there on the last restart. None of us won. It was all the people that got affected. That's where my frustration came from, because I felt like I was stepping up for them. While the conversation went really well, the pain is still there a little bit, but it definitely eased it. So I appreciate Denny's comments, but I didn't get a chance to see the rest of the corner, and that sucks.
By the way, Bubba is a birthday boy. That's number 32, and he shares the day with Hall of Famer Bill Elliott, who just turned 70.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
The judge in the antitrust lawsuit brought against NASCAR is urging attorneys on both sides to take another shot at mediation. And is it just me, but didn't Brad Keselowski sound like a lawyer when he was asked about that?
Yeah, I think we'd all like to see things get settled, if possible, in a way that's, you know, meaningful and amicable for everybody.
And now that's legalese, if I ever heard it. PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, Garrow-minded.